Okay, so let's continue on the same theme we just did of how we use our hands and how we connect that to ourselves. So, would you lie on your back? And again, notice what do you observe in yourself? What interests you? Notice what connections or relationships do you feel within yourself right now? Are they ones that maybe you usually feel? Are there different relationships you're observing right now? Now, again, for this lesson, you can have your legs long or your feet standing. However you are, take some moments and compare the two sides of yourself. How different or how similar do they feel? And then find what's the easiest, gentlest way that you could bring your left hand onto yourself and back to the floor. Do it. And back again. And each time you do it, can you do less? Can you refine it in some way? What's the least you can lift the hand and let it get onto you? Do you need to lift your elbow? Maybe not. Where can your hand just rest? And think, what's the first place it could land? Maybe somewhere on your pelvis or thigh. And then when it gets there, you can even pause for a moment. And then let it find its way back to the ground. Let's see, can you do it through gravity? Or do you have to work to bring the arm back down? How much can you give over to gravity? Pause. Just rest for a moment. And once again, start to let your left hand find its way onto you and back to the floor. Notice, can you feel or sense the different surfaces you come in contact with your hand? So it's as if your hand is listening as it's moving. But it's listening in a relatively passive way. It's not seeking information. It's taking in information in a sensory way. And the next time your hand comes up onto you, see, could you move it just a centimeter further towards the right? And then back again and let it come to the ground again. And slowly, you start to continue that. So your hand comes up onto you, and then a centimeter, maybe 2 centimeters, and back again. And feel, how much can your hand form to the surface underneath it? How soft can your hand be? What's the speed that allows you to have the greatest sense of ease as you do it? and maybe a centimeter more. Notice, do you touch different surfaces? Is it just your shirt, or do you come into your pants and then your shirt, or a sweater, a belt? Can you sense the different things that your hand encounters? And as it goes a little further across to the right, at some point maybe the elbow lifts. And feel how it returns again. The next time your hand comes down alongside you, pause there. In a sense, what do you notice as you lie here right now? Has just those movements made any difference in what you sense or how you sense? Has it changed something in the sense of symmetry or asymmetry? Is that just in your hand or arm, or do you feel it further through you, maybe in your face even? And once again, start bringing your left hand up onto yourself and across yourself. See, notice, can you feel the cloth underneath your hand? Is there also any sense of the muscle or the tissue? Or is there any place where you have a sense of your skeleton? And the next time your hand comes over more to the right side of your pelvis, can the hand start to, in the same slow way, start to move a little higher up on the right side? Just a centimeter. And then all the way back down again. Again, feeling how can your hand conform to the shape of yourself? How empty can your hand be? But how full of feeling can it be? Now, I imagine that most of the time, it's your hand feeling some part of your torso. Is there any place where your torso could feel your hand? Maybe you even need to pause to feel that. It's possible, but you have to slow down to find it. And each time the hand goes over to the right, it can go a little bit higher up the right side. As if it's coming up to maybe find some of the ribs underneath it. And then, of course, it returns through exactly the same path. And how much can your hand feel without it actively seeking to do something? What's the sense of contact or connection you feel through your hand? And the hand can go even further next time. So each time a centimeter more, quarter of an inch, half an inch. And pause. Let your arm return and find its way to the floor. Just rest there. Now notice, what do you notice? So in the last lesson, I asked you to notice how you inhabit your hands. What's it like now? Were they more equal before, and is the left hand more inhabited now? Slowly let your left hand come up onto you and across yourself to find its way further up your right side. Come up even further in the direction of your shoulder, not all at once. Notice are the places where you avoid with your hand. That's fine, just notice it. You notice, are there places where your hand senses something more clearly or less clearly? And if there's a place where it's less clear, maybe slow down there. Well, what is it? Is it the shape that's hard to conform to, or just hard to sense there? And each time your hand comes closer to the right shoulder, and back again. Now, leave it and rest again. Slowly bring your hand up onto yourself, across yourself, and up yourself. And then pause with your hand somewhere around your right shoulder. And then from here, slowly let your arm lift a little bit so that it kind of falls towards your face and then back again. So it's not the hand to your face, maybe it's the forearm. It's as if the hand is at the shoulder and the arm just sort of keeps moving and maybe the back of the lower arm comes towards your face. And then feel how can your arm fall back to your chest. So you're not going all the way to the floor this time. You're just moving from the hand on your shoulder to the arm on your face and back to your chest. And just feel, how can you, rest against yourself or let gravity do more of the work? In a sense, how heavy can you let your arm be? And then the next time your arm comes to your face, let it continue and fall somewhere to the ground above your head. And then, how do you get the arm back onto your head? Back to where it was and then back to your chest. So it follows the same path it just went through. It's not going to the floor alongside you. It falls off of your face to the floor overhead and then back onto your face again. How easy can you make it? What's the least amount of work you can do? And then the next time your hand comes to your shoulder, let it find its way down your side to your pelvis, across the pelvis and back down to the floor to the left. And then just rest. Begin to bring your left hand up onto you, and then over you, and then up towards the shoulder, eventually to your face and overhead onto the floor, and then all the way back to your face, to your chest, to the hand, to the shoulder, down the side of you, to your pelvis, across and back down to the floor. And go all the way through the whole path that you've explored. Notice, is there any place where you start to work harder? Can you reduce the effort? How do you do that? How nicely can you touch yourself? That's really behind it, isn't it? How much can you do it in a way that you really like the way it feels? And the next time your hand comes down alongside you to the left, pause there. Again, notice, what do you sense now? How do the two sides compare? Just what's your internal feeling like right now? And just bring the left hand just onto yourself and back to the floor. The very first movement you did, just onto your pelvis or thigh and back. Not across or up at all. Feel, how soft, how light is it? Or how heavy is it? You're not going across yourself now. And then leave that and just let the right hand find its way onto you. Feel what that's like. Does it feel heavier, more clumsy? But slowly start to practice that. Feel, what's the least you can do to get the hand onto you? Maybe it's very different to this side. So you may not do the same thing to affect the same quality. And then the next time it comes on to you, just move it a centimeter over towards the left. Feel, what can you sense under your hand as you do that? Maybe a centimeter further. Can you sense when you're more listening to the cloth or the muscle or the bone? Are you letting gravity do some of the work? And go even further across to the left side. Next time your hand comes down to the right, pause there. Just sense, has that short time made a difference in what you sense? And once again, start to bring your right hand up onto you and slowly start to reach it across you. And even start to move it up the left side a little bit. Notice, are you a different shape on this side? Of course, the question would be, is it the shape that your hand is touching? Or is it the shape of your hand that's determining what it feels? Feel, is there any moment where your torso could feel your hand instead of your hand feeling your torso? And can it go a little further up? Moving towards the shoulder. And the next time your arm comes down alongside you, pause there. Just take a rest. And bring your right hand onto you and across yourself and up the side till it gets to the shoulder. And then pause there with your hand by the shoulder and feel, how can you let your arm fall towards your face and back again? Notice that does a different part of your arm touch a different part of your face? Is it different on this side? Just go back and forth between the hand on the shoulder to the arm on the face to the hand on the shoulder. And then the next time your hand comes onto your face, can you let it fall towards the floor overhead? And then lift it again to bring it back onto your face, to the hand, to the shoulder. Just keep exploring that range there. See, how does this hand, how does this arm fall towards the floor? Does it land on a different part or in a different way? Closer to your head or further away? And then the next time your hand gets to your shoulder, follow the path all the way down your side, across your pelvis until it goes back to the floor. And pause. And then begin to explore that whole path. So you find the easiest way, the nicest way to get your right hand onto yourself, over to the other side, up the ribs to the shoulder, to your face and to the floor overhead, and then back the exact same way. Notice, is it different on this side? Do you like it more or less? The same? Do you like the way you're moving? And the next time the arm comes down alongside you, pause there. And then notice, what do you notice now? Have you become more symmetrical? More asymmetrical in the other direction? Now, just lift the right hand onto you and back to the floor. Just onto your pelvis and back. Has that improved? You like it more? Now, pause. And start to lift both hands onto yourself. And then let them go to the other side. And each one can, the left hand will go up the right ribs, the right hand the left ribs. And eventually they'll come to your face. And then they can fall overhead to the floor. And then come back the exact same way. Lift the arms onto your face, back to your chest. The hands down the sides. To your pelvis and then back to the floor. So both arms go through the whole pathway. Now notice, when your arms come onto you and come towards your face, which arm is on top of which arm? And maybe the next time you do it, can you cross the other arm on top? And how does that feel? Does it change something? And do that a few times. Feel what's the feeling with the non-habitual crossing of your arm. And then the next time your arms come down, pause there. Rest for a moment. Bend your knees and stand both feet. And this next movement, you're going to have to figure something out in yourself. So you're going to lift both arms onto you and across you and up the sides. Feel, when would it make sense to lift your pelvis into the air to support the action of your arms as they're moving? To help your arms move as they're moving. So lift your pelvis at some point. Feel, how can it connect to the arms reaching overhead? And then feel, how does your pelvis lower as the arms return again? So there's really a feeling that your pelvis supports the movement of your arms. And notice, where are your feet placed? Are they placed where you want them to be? It helps support the lifting of your pelvis? Now, bring everything back down. Lengthen your legs. And take another look inside. Notice, what do you observe or get interested in now? What's the kind of contact you have with the floor now? Has the floor gotten a little friendlier? Do you feel connected to the floor in a different way? How do the two sides of yourself compare to each other? More the same, more different? More comfortable, whether it's the same or different? Feel what you're breathing like. Is there any sense of the tan den? Now roll to your side and come to standing on both knees. So your pelvis is in the air. You stand on both knees. And now feel your hands hanging there. So you're not on your hands and knees, you're on just your knees. And now you're in a totally different relationship to gravity now. So feel, let your hands come onto yourself and across yourself and up the sides and overhead. And then back down the same way. And feel, without the constraint of the floor, how can you engage the rest of yourself in this action? Can your pelvis go forward? Can your head go back? When would your head go forward or your pelvis go back? What's the sense of engaging your whole self in the action? Now come up to standing. Come off of your mat so you're standing on the floor and do the same action in standing. Feel, how can you bring the arms onto you, cross yourself, up yourself? Do you know what you're doing? Did you know you were taking off your sweater? We think very functionally in this work. Now, leave it. Start to walk. And just feel yourself in walking now. Again, what's the quality of your walking? The sense of yourself with yourself? And then come and have a seat.